BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hackers are one of the most misunderstood cultures of the modern world. In the popular imagination, they range from malicious agents of chaos to modern-day Robin Hoods. And their influence has gone way beyond just causing a nuisance or embarrassment.
You know, there's no test to control group study we can ever run to know what would the 2016 election or the 2020 election look like. What would the Brexit campaign look like with and without interference? I can point to some effects I know they've had, though. They have sown distrust in institutions. They have sown doubt, and they have sown doubt in one another.
I'm digital anthropologist Dr. Gabriella Coleman, and in The Hackers, I'll be exploring the strange and twisted history of this mysterious culture. Starting with the kids who freaked the phone networks with plastic whistles in the 1950s.
When the telephone company started automating this stuff, they had developed these systems using a series of tones, which were called multi-frequency tones, a little bit like touch tones. It's a brilliant solution. It worked really well. It had one giant flaw. The same circuit that was being used for your voice was the same circuit the machines used to communicate with each other, which meant if you knew how to imitate those tones, you could actually spoof the machines and take over parts of the telephone network.
So the proper way to do it is to cover the right hand hole, and I'll give it a blow.
And revealing how the ethical gray and white hat hackers created the modern computer security industry.
We really wanted to publicize that these problems were there. So of course, we wanted the vendor to fix it and have their user bases protected from attack. But we wanted to use those instances to make a point. You know, the vendor could be doing better with security. The vendor could be doing this type of testing themselves. So what we did is we did a demo where we crashed your computer. There was like a warning page that said, if you click on this link, your computer will crash. And so that was a solid demonstration to people of the impact of a vulnerability.
From how the first computer worm that brought the early internet to its knees was released by accident, to how governments blackmailed hackers into doing their bidding, it's a history full of surprises. The Hackers from BBC Radio 4. Subscribe to it now on BBC Sounds.